Producers, Music Labels Blacklisting Per Life Unplanned with License Rejections. By Dr. Susan Barry on January 21, 2019. Producers of the anti-abortion film Unplanned say major music publishing labels have denied licensing rights to music for the movie. Blake Kanica, music supervisor for the film about former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson, who ultimately became pro-life, told The Hollywood Reporter he requested the rights to 10 songs from major music publishing companies, but was only granted the rights to one of them. "There was a pattern of denial with our quote requests," said Kanica. "Our team has never seen such a uniform denial across the board regardless of price, genre, usage or type." According to the report, Disney responded to Kanica's attempt to license instrumental The Guardian Suite, composed by Trevor Rubin, with a statement, "We will have to unfortunately deny the sync/master use in this film. Disney does not take sides in such social issues regardless of what side is being promoted. Due to this reason, we have to deny." Sony ATV respectfully denied the music supervisor's request for Nilu's version of How to Save a Life, originally recorded by The Fray. "Requests for licensing rights to Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun and One Direction's Story of My Life were also denied by Sony ATV, and Roundhill Music turned down a request to use Best Day of My Life by American Authors. Universal Music also reportedly refused to license Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. The publisher quoted a price of $7,500-$10,000 for 60 seconds of the song but then asked the filmmakers if the film is a faith-based production and what position it is taking on the abortion issue. When an Unplanned representative responded to Universal with the theme of the movie, the request for licensure was denied. "After weeks and in some cases months of communicating with these companies, it has been very discouraging and disheartening to realize the amount of discrimination that exists towards the pro-life message," said Kanica, a Grammy-nominated composer. The music supervisor said only one classical piece, written by German composer Felix Mendelssohn, who died in 1847, was approved for licensure. He added that even faith-based bands have refused use of their songs to the filmmakers because of the controversy that comes with the abortion issue. "That's the holy grail of liberalism," Kanica observed. "It dictates that artists can't get involved with certain social issues even if they need the money." MyPillow founder and CEO Michael Lindell announced in November that he invested $1 million in Unplanned. "I'm pro-life and I'm happy to do it," Lindell told The Hollywood Reporter about his contribution to the making of the film. The producers of Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, released last fall, also dealt with anti-pro-life sentiment. In September, for example, Planned Parenthood forced the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Austin, Texas, to cancel a pre-screening of the film about convicted murderer and abortionist Kermit Gosnell. Filmmaker Phelim McAleer referred to the treatment Gosnell received as bullying. "We paid a deposit and signed a contract, but they phoned and said they were canceling for security reasons," he told Breitbart News in an email at the time. He and Ann McElhinney produced Gosnell in 2014 with $2.3 million raised on crowdfunding website Indiegogo. The film's release, however, had suffered 4 years of obstacles. Made in 2014, Gosnell was supposed to be released in 2017. However, as The Hollywood Reporter noted, Judge Jeffrey Meinhardt, who presided over Gosnell's trial, sued to block the film's release because he reportedly was fearful of being portrayed as a member of Philadelphia's liberal corrupt government.